This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tensions are running high Sunday in southeastern Nigeria as a former separatist region commemorates the anniversary of when more than a million people died in war and famine in the late 1960s. The indigenous people of Biafra, the leading separatist group, is remembering war victims over 2 days, with a candlelit march Sunday evening and a strict order for people to remain indoors on Monday for their own safety. A spokesperson warned markets and shops should close. Some streets were already totally empty Sunday as residents stayed indoors a day after the killing of two Air Force personnel by unidentified gunmen. One resident says they are living in fear and do not know what will come next. Violence has flared in southeast Nigeria this year, leaving dead at least 127 police or members of the security services. The UN rights chief voiced alarm Sunday at deadly clashes in the Colombia city of Cali, calling for an independent investigation and accountability for the violence, pointing to reports that 14 people had died since Friday amid massive anti-government protests in Colombia's third largest city. Michelle Bachelet says a swift investigation and resumption of dialogue is needed. Her comments come after the Colombian army a day earlier tightened its control over Cali, a city of 2.2 million, after clashes pitted police against armed civilians. The country is in its second month of protest against the government of President Iván Duque. Officials have said the month of protests had left at least 59 people dead and that more than 2,300 civilians and uniformed personnel have been injured. This is VOA News. Israeli politicians Sunday inched closer to forming a coalition that would end the era of right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Politicians opposed to the country's longest-serving leader were in intense talks ahead of a Wednesday night deadline, as the ceasefire continues to hold following the latest deadly military conflict with Islamist Palestinian group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu faces trial on fraud, bribery, and breach of trust charges, which he denies, and he has held onto power through a period of political turmoil with four elections in under 2 years. But after an inconclusive March vote in which Netanyahu's party gained the most seats but again failed to form a government, former TV anchor Yair Lapid is now trying to build a rival coalition. It follows weeks of escalating tensions between Israel and Palestinians, including a deadly 11-day exchange of rocket fire from Gaza and devastating Israeli airstrikes, initially appearing to leave Netanyahu more likely to hold on to power. But a political scientist at Hebrew University told AFP Sunday, Israel is now closer than ever to a coalition of change, adding Netanyahu is in a desperate position. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Sunday during his monthly radio talk show that his country is fighting the coronavirus pandemic with all its strength. India on Sunday reported its lowest daily rise in new coronavirus infections in 46 days, as just more than 165,000 cases, while deaths rose by 3,400. The South Asian nation's tally of infection now stands at nearly 28 million, with the death toll reaching about 325,000, according to the health ministry. Modi also praised the country's ability to fight natural disasters amid the pandemic. Two cyclones have hit India this month, including the most powerful to hit India's west coast in more than two decades, killing more than 150 people. And another cyclone swept into eastern India from the Bay of Bengal on Wednesday, flooding hundreds of low-lying villages and making more than 50,000 people homeless. Sri Lanka launched a criminal probe on Sunday into a massive container ship fire that has swamped the island nation's coast with plastic pollution in an unprecedented marine disaster. Tons of microplastic pellets have covered the South Asian country's famed beaches, forcing a fishing ban and prompting fears of ecological damage. A Singapore-registered ship has been smoldering for 11 days after a blaze broke out as it was heading to India. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.